mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it's the first day of July 2004. Already 30 seconds into the second hour. We're going to be joined by Fenton Dunn from England with BreakForNews.com, a great website, a good researcher with some new developments concerning the 9/11 whitewash. We're about to go right back to your calls. Then we'll get into the Associated Press plans to cancel election after terror attacks as the headline. A bunch of Big Brother news. A ton of news that I haven't even gotten to yet about giant naval drills that are now mainstream news that people called the conspiracy theories a month and a half ago. And the U.S. telling, what I talked about yesterday, telling the British to attack Iran. Just a lot more of key information coming up. But right now, let's go to Ted in Australia. Ted in the land down under.
Hello, Alex. How
welcome,
are you?
Sir.
Thank you very much. How are you?
Good. Good to have you on with us.
Oh, thank you very much. I just called to say I get your program on the Internet. It's about 3 o'clock in the morning here, and I like your program. It's very interesting.
Well, you know, it's rebroadcast from 9 to midnight at 9, and what, so you could actually get up in the morning at 7 or 8 in the morning and hear it as well.
Yes, I know that. We get it about midday.
Great.
Down here in Australia. But, I also told a few mates of mine about your program. And they reckon it's good.
Well, we feel for you guys having a lot of your guns taken. What's it? What's the New World Order doing to you right now in Australia?
Well, it's very interesting, actually, because your government wants to build a big base down here.
That's right. Yes.
Yes, a big
which
base.
Will make you a big fat target of the communist Chinese.
Well, they've already got Pine Gap, so, and they've got a few others. But, you see, the move is on Asia, because what when we went into Asia, as far as East Timor is concerned, we went there for the gas and oil, and now the East Timorese are suing the Australian government, because they're saying we're not getting enough out of this. So the Australian government is saying, no, that's on our side, and they're saying, no, it's on our side, and... You know, it's the big oil companies, obviously, that are going to pinch all that from the East Timorese.
Absolutely. Are people aware of the New World Order in your country, and are they upset about this war in Iraq, or do they support it?
No, they don't support it at all. You see, nobody gave our Prime Minister permission to go to war. There's a lot of people that don't support it because he made us a target. We don't support Bush either. You don't want to come down here and mention his name. Because the last time he was down here, your wonderful Secret Service took over Canberra. They took the whole town over. You know, they had guns and God knows what else. It was on our TV. And you couldn't get anywhere near the Parliament.
Well, when Bush went to an African country, they actually arrested a bunch of people and bulldozed shanty towns on the road from the airport just because it wouldn't look good on TV. I mean, that's the level of staged events. It was like in last year in Nigeria, the Queen didn't want to meet with villagers, so they had a stage meeting. This came out in the BBC at a soap opera set, a TV show set. But hey, did you hear after the Bali bombing how your government said we're going to use the DNA we took from all Australians at birth to identify these people? Oh, by the way, we've got a national DNA database we didn't tell you about.
Yes, so we heard about that. Actually, I did a broadcast here for about 6 years. I just semi-retired now on the New World Order, and we followed all this sort of thing going along.
Well, I ought to interview you sometime. What's your full name?
My name's Ted Attard.
Well, Ted, that's interesting. Anything else you want to add?
No, that's it. You just got a nice program.
But answer my question. Is there an awakening taking place in your country like the awakening we're having here?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, a couple of blokes down here, they got their own land, and they seceded from the actual country.
I'll tell you what, I got a guest coming on from England, but just stay there. I want to find out more about this when we get back. Stay with us.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, 8 minutes and 20 seconds into the second hour. We've got Fenton Dunn from Ireland joining us with his news site, breakfornews.com, to talk about some developments and things they ferreted out concerning the 9/11 Whitewash Commission and intimidation and the government trying to falsify 9/11 documents, intimidating witnesses, you name it. But real quick, Ted in Australia, finishing up, you're saying part of the country or an area broke off. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. It's not a big part. See, what happens is here under English law, you can actually secede. Say, for example, if you've got 200-300 acres, that sort of thing, you can actually turn around and secede from the actual country itself. Now, there's one in Western Australia, and he turned himself into a prince, and he's probably got about 20,000 acres. And he decided, well, we got a big country down here. And he decided he didn't want to be a part of the Australian government anymore. So he basically seceded, and he just called them, New World Order puppets, which they are.
Well, I know there's a lot of states that have in their constitution the right to revolt, the right to secede. Not just the state, but counties. And the week before 9/11. New Hampshire and several other states had a whole bunch of counties getting together. The polls were showing they were going to secede from the state and the U.S. And I even had county commissioners and city council, they call them select men, on the show. This was really happening. That didn't happen after 9/11. We all had to team up to fight Al-Qaeda. Hey, good to hear from you, Ted. I appreciate the call. That's interesting. from Australia, Mary and Harry and many, many others that are holding. We'll get to your calls. And there's a bunch of news here. Plans to cancel elections after terror attacks. That's the Associated Press here in the United States. A bunch of Big Brother news. But joining us is a gentleman we had on a few months ago, Fenton Dunn. And Fenton, joining us from Ireland. Good to have you on, my friend.
Yeah, nice to be back, Alex. How are you?
Great. I got several articles from your website, Break for News. But just for those, you know, that just joined us and don't know who Sybil Edmonds is and don't know about the 9/11 commission appointed by Bush, or don't know the details or what happened with Sybil Edmonds, in a nutshell, tell them, bring them up to speed on her story, and then let's get into the latest developments, some of the stuff you've ferreted out.
Okay. Well, Sybil Edmonds was a translator hired by the FBI for their intelligence translation department not long after 9/11. Most people be aware that there was a shortage, allegedly, of translators, so they hadn't translated valuable intelligence. She joined at that time. And then the story broke in public on March 24th of this year when Sybil Edmonds came out on the in public and made accusations about wrongdoing by the FBI, which she had, for the past 2 years almost, been slowly bringing up the chain of command. What she said was that, in essence, the FBI's intelligence translation department had been penetrated by a semi-legitimate network, a semi-legitimate intelligence network, not a foreign government, but one which had a semi-legitimate front, and that that intelligence network operated inside the FBI, cleaning the intelligence information as they translated it to make sure that it was sanitized, and that she was actually attempted to be recruited as part of this network. She reported that recruitment attempt to her superiors, took no action, told her to go away, told her to forget about it. She reported it to her superiors. Superiors, they told her the same. She went all the way up. She went to the Inspector General. She went to the Senate Judiciary Committee. She went to the 9/11 Commission. She told them all about this highly critical penetration.
She thought that they would. She thought that they would do something, and then suddenly, After she goes to the commission, which is another cleanup organization, mm-hmm. at a higher level, suddenly Ashcroft calls and says, hey, you want a better job? We'll do it. If you don't shut up, you get arrested.
That's right. He, in fact, what he did was, as she put this evidence before the committees involved, there was one briefing in particular, which was when the FBI showed up at the Senate Judiciary Committee, and they said, yeah, she did work for us. Yeah, we are investigating these matters. Yeah, there was certain intelligence which was involved. And the rest of that we don't know.
And now the reason she went public a few months ago is because she thought the commission was actually real and would do something. And people ask, well, why do they have a commission, you know, if Bush doesn't want this coming out? Well, he appoints the commission. Then they act as a way to suck up all the knowledge, all the data. And when agents come to him and go, I've got this information on 9/11, they say, okay, well, bye-bye, don't have an automobile accident and die tomorrow, have a good day, you had a heart attack, didn't you? Or they can come and discredit or tell people to shut up or whatever. So that's what it acts as at one level, and also so people think that, oh, the government's transparent and mm-hmm. the 9/11 Commission criticizes a few things, you know, like WWF stage wrestling.
Yeah. So she quickly, you know, she realized as she went along with this process, and eventually she finally reached the limit of what she was prepared to do and just stay quiet, and gave a press conference 24th of March this year. And that was when the scope of these allegations began to come out, but in a very limited way. She's been reported on by CBS 60 Minutes. There's a lot of weight starting to come behind her allegations. And they are critical. Just to put this in perspective for people, what does this mean? This means at the very heart of the FBI's translation service, monitoring foreign intelligence, she found extra-national intelligence networks, crime-linked. She says that these networks, not only are they involved in the 9/11 plot, they're also involved in international drug trafficking and money laundering. And she says that investigations post 9/11, after the event, certain investigations that touched on these networks were quashed by order of the State Department.
Now, again, for folks to understand this, at the top of your intelligence agencies, your FBI, your security services, globally, it's all really Interpol. It's international. And the only drug dealers that get busted are those that don't pay their cut. The only child kidnapping rings that get busted are those that aren't sanctioned and part of the UN. and again, we've seen this literally hundreds and hundreds of times. And so Sybil Edmonds, and this has all been detailed, this is admitted, mainstream, but it's, you know, back of the paper, you never really hear about it. They didn't have her doing new intelligence. They had her going back to the old intercepts where they knew about the plans for the hijackings and the attacks and all, and they had her falsifying it and changing the record. And she thought, oh, this crime network telling me to do this, this is just some small group. Then she found out that it was sanctioned from the top. And you've got some of these new developments. Let's go over this, Fenton.
Okay, so when that story broke, there was a couple of things happened. The most important, I think, strategically, was the Motley Rice legal team got to hear of this. They're the people who are prosecuting a case against various Saudi interests. And Ron Motley is the guy who took on the tobacco companies, and he also took on Medicaid suits all around the USA. These are serious legal heavyweights. And they immediately subpoenaed her information because it was an absolute goldmine for their case. The moment they did that, Ashcroft was straight into court. Judge Reggie Walton, who was handling Sybil Edmonds' unfair dismissals claim against the FBI, and said, I want you to cover this as state secret. In fact, I'm retrospectively covering her testimony to those Senate committees as state secret also, and we just want to hear no more about this. And they made a case to Reggie Walton on that basis. They want to shut that information out of the Motley Rice legal suit. Since then, the Project on Government Oversight has weighed in on the case as well. They're saying that those kinds of actions inhibit their ability to provide oversight of the FBI.
Well, I mean, since the National Security Act of 47, every drug dealing, every, you know, scam, every bid rigging, every bilking, $1.2 trillion missing from the Pentagon in the last 8 years under Bush and Clinton, $1.2 trillion, and they're just, and every time you try to investigate, they go, National Security, shut up. I mean, this is a license to steal, rob, and now these rulers want to make us their slaves. You see, folks, you can't put up with corruption, or it just grows and grows and grows. Now, she got threatened by Ashcroft, did she not?
Well, she's been threatened that if she speaks about these matters, she would immediately be arrested. So that's the scope of the order.
Now, FBI agent Robert Wright cried on C-SPAN and said, look, all I can tell you is the Bushes vacation with the Bin Ladens. Here's the letter. I'll be arrested if I tell you what I know, but why is Kathleen Rowley, the whitewashing FBI agent, again, a shill, oh, this is who blew the whistle, and then they divert off to her, the head of the council in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and then she puts out some whitewash that we need more funding, just give us more power, we'll keep you safe. Meanwhile, the real FBI agents that tried to stop 9/11, they're crying, a big old 6'3" men holding up where they'll be arrested if they tell us what they know. I mean, so this is happening not just with Sybil Edmonds.
Yeah, it's happening across the board. And in fact, Sybil's early, you know, the aspect of it which was threatening was that when she began to realize that there was this intelligence network operating inside the FBI, they tried to recruit her. And when she wouldn't go along with that, they said to her, well, why would you want to put your family in harm's way by not going along with this, by not playing ball? And the FBI then offered her a job as a full FBI agent.
They offered her double the money.
They also confiscated her computer and they put her through a polygraph test. But she's a determined lady and she's pressed on with this matter, and now she's taken it to the point where it's been necessary for them to deploy John Ashcroft against her to shut her up.
And you gave us her phone number. We've tried, it's been hard, but we're going to be getting her on, and you've interviewed her, you've talked to her.
I've talked to her. She's a very gutsy lady. And
do you have one of those interviews on your website?
I do, yeah. We've got audio of it.
Hey, I'll tell you what, during the break, will you direct the person running the show, where to find that at your Break for News website, so we can play that on air?
Okay, yep.
So just direct them to which little piece you want us to play, and we'll do that. Fenton, you do a lot of great work. We're honored to have you. What other things will we be talking about when we get back?
Well, the developments in this indicate that we have to start looking at these drug networks because they are key. While we've been diverted into this sideshow stuff about what did Mohammed Atta say to the passengers routine, we've been diverted away from the one person that the government has actually moved to state secret shut up in case of 9/11. So let's look at what she's talking about. Let's look at these drug networks.
Let's do that. Stay there, Fenton. We'll be back. And your calls are coming up as well at 800-259-9231. My website's prisonplanet.tv and Infowars.com. His fine news organization is breakfornews.com. We'll be back. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever heard of the Genocide Convention Treaty to the United Nations? Did you know that it's a direct assault upon your freedom of religion? Did you know that if you mention perverted sex acts as being wrong according to the Bible, you could be arrested and tried for causing mental harm to others? It's already law in Canada, Australia, Britain, and Sweden, where Christians are being tried and deprived of freedom of speech. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free order line number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to receive your call.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up, we're going to play an 8-minute interview, a segment of an interview that Fenton Dunn did with the Sybil Edmonds. We're going to take your calls. Everybody be patient. We've had Fenton on before. He can talk about any of the New World Order issues. Continuing with these cleaner crews in the FBI, in the government, protected from the highest levels. How did she begin to learn about how they're protecting these drug trafficking networks?
Well, she's had sight of the relevant intelligence material because she's worked in there with a high security clearance. So she became aware of a broad scope of investigations. She says there were also an investigation running in the FBI from 1998 which is prior to the Bush administration, and that investigation also was run into the sand. But it was hands-on intervention by the State Department that she was aware of, and she knew the material they were trying to intervene on. They intervened on the basis that that would affect relations with foreign corporations and or foreign interests. And she says that those corporations, those individuals, those money trails lead back into an international drug smuggling network. She says this is beyond countries. In fact, she says you've got to start thinking not in terms of countries anymore, as to did the Israelis do this, did the Iranians do this. She says that this is operating extra-national. This is
That's the very nature of the New World Order, is they have all the top people in most of the big intelligence agencies, and they're nothing but organized criminals running their organized crime syndicates using government to go after their competition.
Exactly. So she says that these certain points where you have, quoting her now, drug-related activities combined with money laundering and information laundering converging with your terrorist activities.
And I've said this many times that it's chilling that much of the Total Information Awareness Network and the NSA and Echelon and the Matrix system is about protecting their operations and finding out when low-level law enforcement learns of them to kill those investigations.
Absolutely. That's essential in terms of running these things. You've got to stop them before they really get off the ground.
Yeah, so most of the surveillance, folks, isn't about making sure you're not committing a crime. No. It's about busting a few patsies so you think the government's doing something, while meanwhile protecting all of their real criminal operations.
Yeah. So she says that this intelligence network that you're talking about there, it's gathered by certain semi-legitimate organizations.
In fact, let's just call it the Illuminati.
Right. It really doesn't boil down to countries anymore, quoting, when you have activities involving a lot of money, you have people from different nations involved. It can be categorized under organized crime, but in a very large scale. And that's what she's saying is connected to 9/11. Organized crime, drug and money and information trafficking networks on a very large scale. I mean, this is what we want.
Well, that's what Dr. Tanya Karajnia, one of Putin's chief economic advisors, months before said the Deadhead Group, transferred from Russian, the Skull and Bones Group, will attack the center of the financial order. This $300 trillion group wants to bring in this world crisis.
Yeah. So if you were to summarize it, and looking at the political theater playing out in Iran, and looking at the move into Afghanistan and the 380% increase in the heroin crop over there, you're talking about Iran-Contra reloaded. This is what this is. The boys are back in town. The Contra boys are back in town, and this time they're doing it big. This is now not just South America, but this is now you've got the Colombians moving into Eastern Europe, moving into that zone where the KLA controls, and you've also got these drug networks now reactivated, freshly loaded with massive.
Well, that's like in '98 when they used Al Qaeda to attack the Serbs, and then they have the radical Muslims running Albania through Iran, and it's just absolutely unbelievable. Time and time again, you turn over a rock, it's the same people.
Yeah. Now, the interesting thing for me is that in terms of what she's talking about there, and from the work that Dan Hopsiker has done, it doesn't seem to me as if, in terms of putting the people on the ground, the patsies, the so-called hijackers, they did not use clean intelligence networks for that. I am very surprised that they're so sloppy on that issue. I would have used a very clean network to put those people in. It seems like they used the same old drug trafficking, money laundering networks that they were using for all the other ops.
But see, that gives them a membrane of plausible deniability.
It does, but it also gives, there's no cutout. Had they used a clean operation run out of Europe, say, to put those people in, they would have no possible links, whereas now I think Sabell is fingering some of the links that could be very useful in this.
But it's hard for them in the regular intelligence agencies to find enough evil sociopaths to carry it out, then.
That's a very good point.
That's the only reason they don't have us in camps.
It's a logistical issue, yeah, I agree.
That's the only reason we're not in camps right now, okay? I mean, if they had the people to carry out the pure evil, they'd do it, my friend. That's why they use pure criminals. Great points. Fenton Dunn, this is riveting. Stay with us. We'll talk more about it. Play a clip from your radio show and take calls. Stay with us. We're going to keep fitting into the next hour if you can stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com. Is your daily commute a grind? If it wears on your patience, you'll be amazed at how it grinds on your car or truck, too. Your engine and transmission wear away mile after mile and day after day. Hundreds of NT Oil Additive customers have reported increased fuel mileage. Fleets that conduct used oil analysis report up to 30% reduction in wear metals. NT Oil Additive is a 100% synthetic product made to perform. It really works. NT Oil Additive has been proven in many thousands of engines, manual and automatic transmissions, and other driveline components, even in two-cycle engines. NT Oil Additive was developed for industrial uses. It works in heat exchangers, air compressors, vacuum pumps, and air tools. Gearboxes and hydraulic systems can operate up to 18 degrees cooler with NT Oil Additive. Diesel engines thrive on it, too. To place your order, call King Oil Company at 800-647-4079. We accept MasterCard and Visa. The order department is open from 8 to 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday until noon. That's 800-647-4079.
All right, we're going back to Fenton Dunn here in just a few minutes, and then to some of your calls, and later we'll air this 8-minute Sybil Evans piece. The toll-free number to join us on this issue is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. You can also visit our websites, prisonplanet.tv and infowars.com. Again, prisonplanet.tv is 15 cents a day. It has all my videos and a lot of other great videos that other people have produced that have authorized us to post them. There on the site, you can get my book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, detailing how the globalists carried out 9/11. And when you sign up, you can download it or read it right there on the site. We have Paul Watson's 300-plus page book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror and the New World Order, covering the history of government-sponsored terror, 9/11, and the New World Order Master Plan. Both those books, all my videos, weekly special TV reports I do here locally are uploaded to the site. A new one going up today. It's all there at prisonplanet.tv. So please go sign up. But if you want to own a VHS or DVD of my videos or other great videos that we carry, go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and peruse the safe, secure online shopping cart. I've made two films on 9/11, 9/11 The Road to Tyranny and The Masters of Terror. Both of them are excellent. I carry two other videos on 9/11, Eric Huffman's video, and that is 9/11 Painful Deceptions. He also has a book, Painful Questions, that we offer. George Humphrey's brand new video, just out for a few weeks, is 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati. an amazingly professionally produced film that covers so many aspects and will wake people up. It's $19.95. Get a free 80-plus page color booklet, 9/11 The Great Illusion booklet with it. Get a second copy for $14.95 and get two more copies of the color booklet. So that's three color booklets and two videos. Two of the video for $34.95, or get one video and one booklet for $19.95. My films are $25.95 apiece, $20 if you order three or more of any of the 10 titles. The toll-free number to get my videos is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Going back to Fenton Dunn from breakfornews.com, Fenton, I'll try to quit jumping in. It's just everything Sybil Ebbins and you were saying makes total sense from what I've seen from a decade of research. This is an organized crime syndicate controlling the government, and they use criminals to carry out their aims. But continuing with the revelations of this cleaner crew in the FBI that was trying to recruit her, first to cover up 9/11 prior knowledge information to falsify transcripts, but then what else did she discover, Fenton?
Well, she found that there had been these interventions by the State Department into post-9/11 investigations. So following 9/11, they were following certain lines of inquiry, and those lines of inquiry were closed down by the State Department. Now, there's only one kind of inquiry the State Department would want to close down. That was inquiries which were actually leading somewhere, which were taking us into this network. And I believe it's a vulnerability in the 9/11 plot, and it's one that we need to focus on a lot more. Dan Hopsiker, in a critique of 9/11 issues, has made this point. He says, I can't take Peak Oil to court. You know, he says, I can't take the steel that fell the wrong way on 9/11 to court, but I sure have got people down here in Florida who are very suspicious, and he wants us to follow. He wants fingerprints, he wants people, he wants places, dates, times. He wants us to go after the 9/11 story by digging in Florida and finding out what was going on down there. And I think that what Sybil Ebbins has been pointing us towards is valuable information that takes us in the right direction. Who were the cleaner crews working for? What kind of information were they cleaning? This is the sort of material that should have been the center point of any proper investigation, and yet the 9/11 Commission has taken testimony, buried it, and John Ashcroft is rendering her information as a state secret. So we've got to follow that information.
All right, now Fenton, what other pressure or harassment has she been under?
Well, she was put through the full intimidation tactic. They gave her a polygraph, which she decided to take and which she passed. They confiscated her computer, saying that she'd been talking to people in the legislative branch. She hadn't, and the computer was found to be clean. And then all the way up the line, she says a tale that many others have told, which was she was told it would be best to forget about it. This was going to open up a can of worms, was the word that was used to her, and that she shouldn't go near it, she should forget about it.
And now Ashcroft, it's been, again, even in Reuters and the Associated Press, told her, he said, that we'll charge you if you go public with classified information.
Yes.
And then on top of this, she says that she's been followed and harassed. How has she been followed and harassed?
Well, she believes she's been followed and harassed by elements of this criminal intelligence network and also by legitimate government surveillance. Nevertheless, it doesn't seem to have dissuaded her. And I think we've passed the point where you can interfere with what she's doing because, as I say, the most critical development, I feel, yes, it's useful to have the project on government oversight taking the case. But the real meat is the Motley Rice legal team. These are hot legal operators, and they've submitted last week to the judge, Reggie Walton, a list of 31 questions they want answers to in relation to their case against Saudi interests. There are very specific questions about the kind of information which she gave behind.
And again, by getting
doors
at the Saudis, you get at this whole Carlyle Group crime access. And at the same time, if Sybil Ebbins would have kept creeping around in the shadows, she would have died in an automobile accident or slipped and fell on the pavement or had a heart attack. But once you're out, once you're public, once you've said what you have to say, That's one of the safest things you can do. And as a society, we should all do this. We should all stand up and get involved and say no, because there's more of us than there are of them.
Yeah, I think it's essential for us to back Sabelle Edmonds as much as we can, because if it puts pressures on the Saudis, I don't mind that at all, because the Saudis are feeling the pressure right now. And you just look at what they're saying, what Crown Prince Abdullah is saying, what the Saudi ambassador in London is saying. They're saying Zionists are behind the terrorism that's taking place in Saudi Arabia. So they're publicly stating what we know to be the case, that it is Zionist-inspired terrorism. And they're saying that on TV networks in Saudi Arabia, and they're saying it in the international arena right now. So I wonder if enough pressure is put on the Saudis, will we actually start to get some cracks in all this? Because
okay.
They know they're
now,
going down.
Now, Fenton Dunn, let's dissect what you just said. Because earlier you talked about how it's not one intelligence agency, it's Sybil Evans saying it's not one group. You even specifically, someone can't speak, specifically said that you know, it's not Israel, it's not England, it's not. So when you say Zionists behind terrorism in Saudi Arabia, I agree that in the Middle East, this global crime cartel does use Israelis because they've got people that can double as Arabs. They know the ground. They've been there before. So I would agree, when the New World Order carries out terror attacks in the Middle East, they generally end up using Israeli operatives. But whereas if it's in England, they'll use an MI6 or MI5 operative because they know the ground. Or if it's in America, they'll use CIA or CIA criminal go-betweens. And it's been in the Israeli papers, folks, in Haaretz and the Jerusalem Post, and all these other places, that they've created fake al-Qaeda groups, not to infiltrate, but to carry out shootings and bombings every time there's about to be a peace deal, to keep the war going so they can keep getting the aid and keep having the weapons and keep having the military-industrial complex in Israel, censoring the news and controlling that population. So when we look at this, the Saudis have said, hey, back off. In fact, when they were going to release that report blaming the Saudis, and the 24 pages got held back, or 28 pages, the Saudis said, hey, look, we'll list the four U.S. banks that really own and run Saudi Arabia. We'll expose that it's Mossad and Shin Bet carrying out the bombings. And then a month ago, when they had the shooting at the Khobar city area, the USA told them, let al-Qaeda go. So time, and then we have the Nick Berg case, where he's getting his head cut off, and he's connected to 9/11 hijackers. He's connected to State Department people, connected to you know, shipping illegal things out of Iraq. He's working at Abu Ghraib. He's in U.S. custody for 13 days, then released into al-Qaeda's hands and gets his head cut off. So when the Saudis start playing this brinksmanship, the Saudis have said, you're trying to destabilize us. You want radical Muslims to take over, to overthrow us, so you have an excuse to, quote, come to the rescue and take over Saudi Arabia as well. What do you say to that?
Yeah, that's absolutely on the money. And when you're talking about all this, you almost have to say first which zone you're speaking about. Is it the mainstream zone or is it the real news zone? Because the Saudis are speaking code language and they say Zionists are behind it. And they're aware of a current operation which has been run through the Fahrenheit 9/11 issue, which is to offload blame onto the Saudi Arabian link. But to do it in a very slim and just surface level, talking about business connections and profiteering and
just psychologically, it's an open secret, they did it psychologically. Fahrenheit 9/11 actually sets the standard that Bush wasn't involved and didn't have prior knowledge. He's just an idiot.
Yeah, and it's blowback through our Saudi connections was how it happened. So the Saudis know that is in the play as a gambit at the moment, and they're well aware that they've been squeezed by this so-called al-Qaeda terrorism. So
when you say Zionist, do you agree with me that when we talk about the Middle East, that the global crime syndicate above that, that's Germans, British, Jews, everybody working together, that they're simply using the Israelis as the clients because they know the ground? Because I don't believe it's Zionists that run the New World Order, do you?
No, I don't. I think if you're looking to who runs, it's a corporate New World Order, And I find my strongest signals right now coming out of the G8 meeting, which took place recently.
Absolutely. It's the heads of the industrialized world and then the big private banks that own that. You look at the British royalty, Dutch royalty, Rockefellers, Rothschilds. These are the people.
Yeah. So you have this fake game that got played out where France stood up to the USA, etc. But then just prior to the G8 meeting, they all trooped together into the one room at the UN and they carved up Iraq together. Then they went down to the G8 meeting and they came out with a statement saying they were announcing a partnership. That's like when a guy moves into your territory and starts running a protection racket, announcing a partnership with the broader Middle East and North Africa, where they were going to promote democracy.
And democracy means puppet governments installed after the Imperials blast things to bits, installing martial law, and they're calling martial law in Iraq freedom, putting in Baathists, doing all of this, invading the 63 countries. They've already gone into two of them now, actually three if you count the Gold Coast of Africa. And I said a year before the war, we're going to go in and play the part of the bad cop. That'll make the EU and the UN look like the good cop. They'll come in and take possession as the savior, and our troops will man it and run it.
Yeah, they're running bad cop, good cop on the world and on the Iraqis and on the American people. And there's no doubt that it's transparent, the G8 genesis of this, announcing a partnership with the broader Middle East and North Africa. That betrays the whole lie to me, because what is the broader Middle East and North Africa? It's CENTCOM. Look at the map of what the borders of CENTCOM are. They run from North Africa through the broader Middle East up to Russia. So the G8 countries went in, some of whom are supposedly against the American intervention in Iraq, and signed up to a partnership deal with the CENTCOM military zone.
Yeah, and the Russians were supposedly against it, but now Putin's going, oh yeah, they had weapons of mass destruction, and oh, I love the UN takeover, I love Bush.
Yeah, and then you go back to 1917, what you talked about history repeating, and you listen to the proclamation which was made by F.S. Maud, Lieutenant General, Commander of the British Forces in Iraq, when 600,000 of them moved in and took over Iraq in 1917, he said, our armies do not come into your cities and lands as conquerors or enemies, but as liberators. It is the wish not only of my king and his peoples, but also the wish of the great nations with whom he is in alliance, that you should prosper, even as in the past when your lands were fertile. It's the hope of the British government that the aspirations of your philosophers and writers shall be realized once again, that the people of Baghdad shall flourish and enjoy their wealth and substance under institutions in consonance with their sacred laws.
And we're going to need, that is the globalist, a national draft to people the invasion armies of the 60-plus countries they want to invade.
Yeah, that whole zone there has got far too much natural resources, and the determination is that those peoples in those zones are going to be kept on the fringes of the Stone Age until such time as the globalists are in full control of their countries.
Then, and that's what the New World Order is about, is not allowing any, quote, rogue nation, whether it's run by a good person or a bad person, that doesn't matter. Don't let any rogue country develop technologically, because the globalists have to have a monopoly of technology. So two different technological levels, while domestically, within the Western world, bringing down our standard of living and getting rid of the middle class.
Yeah. So there's radically different behavior mechanisms when they moved into Serbia compared to moving into Iraq. Moving into Serbia, low-level damage, easy infiltration and takeover by the corporates. However, the policy for Iraq is total destruction. No, they don't want those countries growing at all.
Well, it's really a genocide program, forcing the vaccines on them, perpetual war, martial law, a huge meat grinder for our troops where they make hundreds of billions of dollars a year for Halliburton and others and no-bid contracts. It's not meant to be won. It's meant to go on and on.
Yeah, and General Charles F. Walls just gave a talk, and he said that Africa was a breeding ground for terrorism, which would have to be tackled. And
that helps keep the diamond monopoly in place, where the Oppenheimers have been losing control. I remember 5 years ago they said, we're going to claim there's terrorism in the west coast of Africa, and we're going to invade. That was in the New Yorker magazine. They even brag about it.
Yeah, well, the links are even there between the recently appointed security group from the United Kingdom. There's links there which lead right into the people who are planning the coup in Africa, in Sierra Leone. So the same MO every time. It's about natural resources. But I think the chilling thing, Alex, about this for me is that looking at their actual tactics, they plan genocidal programs for the whole of the broader Middle East zone and also for Africa, because if there's too many people around, well, let it be the black ones and the Arabs. be the ones to bear the brunt of the depopulation.
Which is what Prince Philip and Ted Turner and everybody else in the UN have said is the plan.
Yeah. Those guys are elected. They're surplus to requirements. Those lands there are more valuable in terms of natural resources. And if they get their act together and develop as countries, they'll only use those natural resources for their own people, which, of course, is their right. But no.
We can have a global monopoly over those in the globalist hands, and they can gouge all of us for those resources.
Yeah.
If you don't have a monopoly, prices will fall.
Well, with that in train, it is interesting that despite the high-level support which they have for those operations, that they have to get down and dirty in the drug network to actually do implementation work.
Well, that's the good news, is they don't have enough henchmen. That's why they're on TV every night saying torture's good, and all the, you know, the fiction TV shows promote torture and secret arrest. They have to train their minions that all of this is normal. They have to somehow mutate the minds of enough people to carry this out.
Yeah. And it's heartening to see that, because it means that operationally on the ground, there are not an awful lot of resources. It's just extraordinarily well applied. And of course,
that's why they're probably going to carry out a terror attack to further imperial mobilize us, as Zbigniew Brzezinski said in the Grand Chessboard. They got to scare us into getting behind it. We'll be back with Fenton Dunn, and I promise your calls directly.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, let's go ahead and go to your calls. Let's talk to Mary in North Carolina. Mary, you're on the air with Fenton Dunn and Alex Jones. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to call and let you know that I've been listening to you for probably the last 6 to 8 months. I discovered you on the Internet, and I've been following very closely your radio show and your videos that you have out, because there's quite a few sites out there that I won't say they honor you, but you're pretty much their prime interest, and you're discussed, and your videos are moved and talked about. And but what I wanted to do was I wanted to call and I wanted to ask you a question today.
Okay.
And all the things that I listen from you on your tapes, your videos, and everything, the one thing I don't hear, and I'm really concerned about, is the fact, I take it from what I'm hearing of you, that you're basically a spiritual person, and you do believe in God. And my question is, if you do, and you know anything about Scripture, you know this is all prophecy.
I just try to give the people knowledge and get them to think and get them involved. This is a news show.
Right.
It's not a religious show, though we've had a lot of pastors on.
Yeah.
And we do defend people's religious liberty. And people thought Hitler was the Antichrist and laid down to him. People thought in Rwanda that it was the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
People think this all the time. And regardless, duty's mine, consequences are God's. I'm just going to expose the New World Order. And
right.
A lot of these so-called Christian churches, when you go get off into this, they say, it's all going to happen, lay down to it, go along with it. Well, that's not what my Bible says, and regardless, I'm going to fight evil. Fenton Dunn, you got any comments on that?
Well, yeah, I think you've got to put it in perspective, too, that there is a transformative aspect for the psyche and the psychology to all this. That, yeah, we're dealing with end-of-the-world issues, but most of the end-of-the-world is going to be the mental world we've got in our heads is going to end. That's going to be the big change. The earthquakes are going to be there more than they're going to be in the physical zone.
Yeah, we're going to take the mark of the beast. We know this. We know that they're going to go through their processes, and eventually we're going to have to come up
with
a
different
something.
Yeah, but the so-called Christians think they're going to be pulled out of it so they don't have to worry about it.
And that's so wrong.
And so when they start getting the chip, which is already starting, they'll go, well, it must be good then because I haven't been raptured.
And that's the big deception. You know, and I realize you're not a religious show, and I'm not really trying to go there. Basically, all I'm trying to ask of you is, in that consideration, do you, in fact, you know, do you agree that it is, you know, the mark of the beast is coming, and the people also need to prepare on some kind of spiritual level to prepare in that way, as well as trying to fight, because through, I'm sure you...
Well, ma'am, unfortunately, your radio's on. I'm having trouble understanding you. Can you
okay.
turn your radio off?
Yeah, I'm turning it off right now.
Okay, that's always good. Look, no, you can go there. It's just that this is not purely a broadcast where we sit here and cover the Bible. It is a news program, but
right.
we do continually cover these issues. But
tied into each other.
But I'm saying, I look at 90%+ of the so-called Christians. They love torture. They love evil.
Yeah.
They think it's all wonderful. They think the chip is good. They think Bush is God. So
yeah,
all I do is I cover the news and tell people from a secular viewpoint they should fight Big Brother in this tyranny, because I'm reaching out to the full audience. And what happens is a lot of people research the New World Order and then become Christians, and we have a better effect than most of these preachers do out there. But I appreciate your call. And look, I mean, I've studied the globalists. Every time I study the globalists, it leads back to the occult. They do believe in the devil. And this is real. This is going on. Fenton Dunn?
Yeah, I agree. But I think that what people have got to focus on is that this is our opportunity as well. It's crisis opportunity. Yes, they are trying to put the mark on us, but it is in our response how we rise to that challenge that determines the triumph that we are going to have. It's been put up to us by the forces of evil in order that we overthrow them. Much as you might think that we can't do it, I'm telling you, we're going to do it.
Well, God helps those that helps themselves.
Yeah.
And, I mean, how many times did God send a prophet to a country, and if they were printed and changed their ways, that's the promise, they don't get destroyed. I mean, you reap what you sow. If you let evil grow and don't think you can't fight it, it'll grow and take over. So it's just that simple. So we'll be right back with the second hour.
Introduce.